Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, July 7th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Due to a national security law that went into effect last week in Hong Kong, TikTok announced Monday it will pull its app out of the Google and Apple stores in Hong Kong. TikTok parent company ByteDance has already begun to try to separate TikTok from Douyin, that's its app used within mainland China. The company claims TikTok did not previously share any data with the Chinese government. TikTok said as of last September, it had 150,000 users in Hong Kong, which was a small and unprofitable market. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Fox News Monday that the U.S. is looking at banning TikTok and other Chinese social media apps. The U.S. government has had ongoing concerns that the platform censors content and that its data could be accessed by the Chinese government. The company hired former Disney executive Kevin Mayer to be TikTok CEO earlier this year. A spokesperson told CNBC in response to Pompeo's comments, quote, TikTok is led by an American CEO with hundreds of employees and key leaders across safety, security, product, and public policy here in the U.S. We have no higher priority than promoting a safe and secure app experience for our users. Data and analytics startup Palantir said that Monday it confidentially filed IPO paperwork with the SEC. Palantir, which many already view as a secretive company with unclear ties to government and intelligence communities, didn't say when it plans to go public or provide information on how many shares it might sell or the share price range. Confidential IPO filings allow companies to bypass the traditional IPO procedures that require disclosing financial figures and potential risks, and the strategy has been used by Spotify, Slack, and Uber in the past. Magic Leap said Tuesday it hired Peggy Johnson, a business development executive at Microsoft, as CEO, and she'll start in August. Johnson told the New York Times that she reached out to Roni Abovitz, Magic Leap's founder and CEO, back in May after he announced he would step down, and that she saw opportunities in Magic Leap's spatial AR technology. On June 11th, OpenAPI released its first API in public beta, which leverages OpenAI's latest GPT-3 model and lets you train the model on any text, and then use that model and the API's general English training set for any natural language task. Janelle Shane of AI Weirdness used it to simulate We Rate Dogs. Andrew Main has created a project called AI Writer. AI Writer uses the API to simulate conversations with historical or fictional figures like Marie Curie, Isaac Newton, and the Hulk, combining source material with contemporary knowledge. For example, asking a virtual Jane Austen how her characters would use social media, AI Writer offered, quote, I'd have Emma update her status with a lament about the deplorable state of the publishing industry in a desperate attempt to get her Facebook friends to buy her book. Main says that the characters can be quite erratic with matters of opinion and rarely reply to the same question in the same way, but they do well with historical facts. Main also says he uses this for creative inspiration and has a waiting list for the public at aiwriter.app. Germany's digital media compression pioneer Fraunhofer announced a new video compression standard called VVC, also known as H.266, which is a direct sequel to HEVC, a high-efficiency video coding standard that first launched in 2013. VVC is being touted as a quantum leap in coding efficiency and could reduce data requirements by around 50% without compromising visual quality. For example, a 4K video that previously required 10 gigabytes of data for 90 minutes of video could be encoded with just 5 gigs of data. H.266, also VVC, will require new encoding and decoding chips, Fraunhofer says, are currently being designed with a variety of partners. OnePlus will apparently launch its new mid-range smartphone called the OnePlus Nord on July 21st. Invites for the event were posted early to Amazon India, have since been taken down, though. OnePlus previously confirmed that the price would be under $500 and would come with a Snapdragon 765G with a flagship camera. OnePlus says it will launch in Europe and India and plans a North American launch sometime in the future. And finally, Alphabet's Loon started delivering internet service using high-altitude balloons to Kenya on Tuesday in the first-ever commercial deployment of the technology. The balloons hover about 20 miles above Earth and will initially provide 4G LTE network connection to nearly 31,000 square mile areas over central and western Kenya, which includes the capital, Nairobi. Loon launched 35 balloons in recent months to test Tuesday's official launch, which is in collaboration with Telkom Kenya, Kenya's third-largest mobile carrier. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. Also, thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.